So it's 1964, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm riding in the car with my father. And the Beatles have landed. I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show. It was one of the most incredible things I ever saw in my life. My head exploded. It was, like, awesome. My father was a guy who grew up during the Depression, and he was a brilliant man. He really was. But because of certain economic parameters, my father wasn't able to do what he wanted to be. He wanted to be a doctor. And he became a tool-and-die guy. He was a blue-collar guy. And this bred in him a frustration that manifested itself in cynicism and sarcasm. Genetics can be cruel, people. But anyway, and over the radio, I Want to Hold Your Hand comes on. And this inspires my father to tell me a joke. And the joke goes as follows. There's a convict sitting in the electric chair. And the warden comes over. And the guy's about to be fried. I was 10, people. Do you see how this could? Right. Fairly traumatic. And my father says, "Do you have any last requests?" And the convict says, "I'm a little nervous. Could you hold my hand?" Now, a couple things about this joke. One of which is, what would make my father think that a 10-year-old kid would respond to this in light of the fact that a bar full of people didn't in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, fucking 50 years later? But also, what would make my father think that he could upstage the Beatles? But he did, in very profound ways, because it became apparent to me at that moment that this great music that I was hearing was being challenged by comedy, that rock and roll was more than just a music, but it was an attitude that permeated other art forms like literature and film. And so for me, a Hunter S. Thompson or a Charles Bukowski were infinitely more rock and roll than maybe a Maroon 5 or Bon Jovi, for instance, okay? And it didn't become years later that I realized that for every John Lennon, there is a Lenny Bruce. And for every Joe Strummer, there is a Richard Pryor. And for every Kurt Cobain, there's a Bill Hicks. And for every Jack White, there's a Lewis Black. I'm very proud of that one. That's the white-black thing. Right, you caught that. Right. I travel in the car alone a lot, so it gives me... Right. And for every Pauly Shore, there's a Jack Johnson. So I am Hamel on Trial, and welcome to the terrorism of everyday life.